Hello and welcome to Oh Hi French, a podcast with short episodes where you can learn something new about French vocabulary and grammar every day. I've learned French from 0 to C1 in 10 months and am now helping others learn it in a fun way. Visit my website for more study materials. Today let's talk about how to find out the gender of a noun in French. A lot of the times you will just need to remember the gender, so it's more helpful to learn the word with the article. For example, une idée, you would know that it's feminine. But sometimes you can see that the endings of some nouns help you determine which gender the word is. Is it feminine or masculine? Let's start with feminine endings. A classic example would be the ending sion, T-I-O-N. When you see this ending, 90% of the time that would be a feminine noun. For example, une question, une réaction, une solution, une éducation, une exposition, une conversation. The same works for the ending ence, E-N-C-E, une agence, une violence, une patience, une conscience. Another classic feminine ending would be ur, U-R-E. Une voiture, une blessure, une peinture, une chaussure, une nourriture. Masculine nouns also have their own endings, for example, en, I-N. And examples of this ending include words like en vent, en pain, en lapin, en copain, en cousin, en dauphin. Another masculine ending would be e, like water, E-A-U. En bateau, en oiseau, en chapeau, en manteau. And the last one would be age, A-G-E, un garage, un paysage, un village, un fromage, un courage. There are of course some exceptions to these rules, but 90% of the time the ending will tell you the correct gender, feminine or masculine, so you don't have to worry about exceptions too much. If you have any questions, put them in the question form for the podcast, and I'll see you next time.